League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the Colin Geddes Show on today, which is the 7th of January, 2014. Is this the first one of the new year? Oh, shit. Is it the first one of the 7th? What would the last one have been? The 31st or something? 1st? 7th? What the fucking date? Hold on a minute here, people. Today's the 6th. Yeah, I'm putting this out on the 7th. It's Tuesday the 7th, according to this podcast, even though it's only Monday. But that's what I do. Thinking ahead, bitches. I make the video and then I fucking release it on the day of release. So yeah, welcome to the podcast. Cheers for listening, all of 2013. This seems like it's the first one of the year, but it's I know I did one. When was the last one? The first? What the fuck is going on with it? I don't know. Anyway. Yep. I don't know, confuse myself. I should probably just have a conversation for a while with myself before I actually start the fucking thing, just so that I can figure out what the fuck's going on. Yeah, so, there you go. 7th of January. Apparently. See, that's what's throwing me off. I'm such a bad liar. 26th? It's Monday the 6th, yeah. So, when you listen to this, it is now Tuesday the 7th. Ah, unbelievable. So, plug the gigs, get us. 29th. Lavery's. Go to it, honestly. We've got headliner Paul Curry. He was supposed to headline last month's gig. Was totally sick. Had to pull out. Had to get Mickey Bartlett to cover. But he's back now in January. And if you want to go on my Facebook, you can see the poster for said gig at Lavery's on the 29th. Which is probably the best thing I've ever done in comedy, to be honest. It's like an old school poster that's supposed to look like an old album, like an old album sleeve.
Back in the day when you used to have to buy records. Jerry, you used to have to buy records and you took it, you bought a fucking rucksack just to carry your music in. Not now, folks. You have all the songs invisibly on a box. On the Olay box there, and you flick about and you've every album you can feasibly think about stealing, and it is on that box. Oh, science. Anyway,
29th, we also have Christian Talbot, and we also have Bobby Best. And guess what? I usually MC that gig, but I'm going to do a set. How about that? I'm going to get someone to MC, and I'm going to do 15/20 minutes of new shit. Huh? So how about that? You can all fucking sit through that shit for a while I go, no? No? Just me? Alright, that's a new bit. I'll move on to the next bit. Which is what normally happens. I've been booking some bigger gigs. You know what I'm trying to do, guys? I have a hit list of venues that I want to book for 2014. For when I'm preparing the new show for the fucking Fringe and shit. And what I want to do is I'll tell you where I'm playing when I've booked them all. You know what I mean? I don't want to be like, oh, I booked this one, then I booked another one, and then a week later going, oh, I booked that one too. I'll just release a picture with all the dates on it. How about that? Inform you of other gigs in between. I'll have Lavery's the full fucking time. Also been booking some more acts for Lavery's. Jerry McBride, he's going to do February. Who else have we got? Don't know, a couple of other people in the pipeline, but I'll let you know. It's going to be good crack. It is going to be tremendous crack. Get to Lavery's. I have some serious new bits about stuff. Going to mass. You name it. Anyway. And it's only funny because I don't go to any fucking religious establishments. They're not that good a crack, you know what I'm saying? 4 minutes, there we go, talk shit the full time. Do a few gigs also in the pavilion over the next few weeks, doing 5 or 10 minutes in there.
The Pavilion, if anyone doesn't know, and you're in the Belfast area, I'm sure you've heard of the Pavilion. It's a bar on the Ormo Road. But it every Monday, it hosts the Manic Monday, is it still called that? Monday Night Raw. Comedy night, which is an open mic night, which is where I'm going to be calling into to do a very short set of new jokes. Because that's the stage I'm at of the year, people. Trying to turn the set around, you know what I mean? Get some new jokes in. Try and fucking twist it round into some sort of goddamn set. And then, you know, add my videos into my set. Because I have to do that. I would love to be able to just talk for an hour. But turns out, when you're famous... Not famous. When you're fucking known mainly for making videos, you kind of have to put the... Although, I think I'm turning that round. I think people know me as a comedian now. So turning that round. But also have to keep the videos in there. Plus, who wants to listen to anyone for a full 60 minutes? Nobody. Know what I mean? Even my favourite comedians, I'm sitting there struggling. Because I'm a fucking idiot. But the videos keep you enticed, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Bit of stand-up. Bit of this guy. Bit of stand-up. Bit of a video. And that's how it works. So I'll be trying some new material. Terrible load of racist stuff. Not really. It's just me generally being confused about things I don't know about. Speaking of fucking racist videos, I made a video yesterday. I don't know if you've seen it. Basically what happened was I was sitting flicking through Facebook, as you do in this day and age when you're a boring bastard. I'm flicking through the fucking thing. Some guy puts up this video and it's called The Worst Accent Ever. And I click on it and it's a guy, it's a UTV news report and he's talking about floods, right? Now, I thought the video was from recently because it was supposed to have fucking, you know, the old Belfast tsunami and all that shit. But it's actually from last year, so we're here. And they go, oh, this is bloody blah, who got caught up in one of the flash floods. And it cuts to this guy, who I've been informed may be Pakistani, with a half Belfast accent. Now, did I or did I not invent that accent? Yes, I did. Yes, I did, folks. I'm not going to do the impression now. It's, you know, I've done it. It's too late. It's done. But I thought the video was only released yesterday because the one I seen only had about 7,000 hits. I was like, fuck, if that's got 7,000 hits today, this shit's going to go viral. So what I did was panic and went, I need to take the piss out of this. There is nothing funnier than somebody from somewhere else and then they come here and their accent gets absolutely poisoned with ours. You know what I mean? I've seen it happen before. I saw a fucking Polish girl in a cafe. I was like half Polish, half Belfast. Nearly pissed myself. I've exchanged stories with Mickey Bartlett about the Polish lad he used to work with. Has a half accent. I used to work with a guy who was from fucking Ghana or something. And he had a half, like sort of, what, you know, African, Ghanaian accent mixed with like fucking right mate. Funny as fuck. If you don't laugh at that, you're a boring bastard. And you know, any mixed accent, you know what I mean? Did you ever hear any of them dicks from here that even moved to England for like a fucking year? They come back, they got that transatlantic stupid fucking accent. It's funny. It's a funny premise. But what I thought it would do, and I honestly thought the video was out yesterday, so I was like, fuck, I'm gonna fucking pretend that, you know, I have that sort of, you know, accent, and that Eastern accent, and I was like, I'm gonna try that, but I'm gonna pretend that the guy's a total spied, just because he has a half Belfast accent, and I rushed out in the pissing fucking rain, and I tried to replicate it, and you know, instead of, the guy was saying, you know, he went around and basically saved the kid out of his car and all that shit. And I just thought, would it be funny if the guy had a half sort of Pakistani accent, but he was a fucking spied, and he saved the car out of his car before he went and got the kid. And I went and done that, and sure enough, it does it not have about fucking, they got about 70,000 views in a day. What? a remake of a video that was actually out a year ago because I'm a fucking dickhead and didn't read the dates. What's that all about? Still, at least some people laughed. But of course, people being people, the fucking, the goddamn floodgates opened for every racist cunt in the world. Now, it would be easy for you to go, Colin, you're one to give off about racism. You know, when you're doing impressions of people. Impressions aren't racist, guys. If anything, I was taking the piss out of people from Northern Ireland. Because let's face it, most of us are scumbags. And it is hilarious when someone's accent gets fucking tarnished with ours. So there you go. But honestly, everyone on the fucking thing was just giving off. This guy's a fucking... You know, obviously people from, I'm going to guess, England. Or somewhere else who were going, oh, is he a Paki or a Pikey, right? Which means, you know, is it a Pakistani guy or is it a fucking gypsy? And you can't even say gypsy. That's the polite version of Pikey. Traveller. So, you know what I mean? No one knows what the fuck they're up to. And then I got a message from some fucking, what looked like one of those Westboro Baptist Church things. It was like, I hope the Lord sodomizes your fucking thing. Who probably thought it was a fucking, in the Al-Qaeda, because it had a bit of fake tan on. What is the world, what is wrong with people? I just hope people had seen it and understood. And then you get other people going, if you don't know that this is a piss take. Fuck, in fact, I wrote under it. I actually wrote, this is a piss take of a UTV news report about a guy caught in a flood. Here's the original below. And everyone's like, I don't know this, bloody blah, 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 fucking dropping the P-bomb all over the place. And you're like, what the, are you fucking stupid? It's ignorance, folks, isn't it? And yeah, I know, you're probably sitting there going, that's Rich, you putting on fucking accents. It's funny. Being racist is not funny. Racial humour, hilarious. Taking the piss out of people's cultures is brilliant, no matter what culture you're from. You know what I mean? You go somewhere and listen to them rip the piss out of fucking Irish people. Is there anything worse than hanging around some English fucking penis? And they're going, oh, your fucking accent's funny, mate, isn't it? It's funny. Your accent's funny. Yeah, do you know the fucking, Paddy? I'm going to call you Paddy, is that alright? I don't know, man, it's alright if I fucking kick you in the neck. You fucking cunt. Everywhere in the world. Oh, top of the morning to you! Do I even talk like that, you fucking spastic? There's another one, can you even say spastic anymore? I think you can if you don't mean it. You know what I mean? Retard, one of the best words ever fucking invented. You know, are you going to say it to, you know, what people think a retard is? No, I left that wide open, didn't I? Use your own fucking opinion there in your own mind to set your own boundaries for that joke. Fucking English retards. Anyway. Oh, mate, you fucking... Do you want to drink a fucking... Fucking Irish car bomb? Yeah, it's Bailey's in a fucking Guinness, mate. And then you fucking... Shove it up your ass with a funnel. Oh, you got a funny accent. Oh, fucking stupid cunt. Anyway. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, but this whole thing. This whole thing just lit up with racism. Oh, the world. What is the crack with people? It's that internet generation, isn't it? I can say whatever I want because there's no one here to fucking punch me in the face. You know what I mean? Makes me sick. A few people would just benefit from being fucking punched right in the neck, wouldn't they? Anyway, what else happened? Yeah, put the video out. Check it out. It's called UTV News, Worst Accent Ever. On the hit rate, flying out. Absolutely flying out. But I may have to go through them comments and delete all the fucking racist ones. In fact, I'm not going to bother because most of my videos seem to be a fucking open playing field for just racists. And bigots. Some of the Mayan Fighter videos, the whole thing was just like, where's he from? He's from here. No, he's not. He's a pro. No, he's not. He's fucking taking it. Fucking catch yourselves on. It's a fucking comedy video, you fucking wank. There's a woman on TV here with wellies that have a high heel on them. Oh, kill yourself. What's going on here? What other shit did I do? Friday night there, went down to Oma, to the infamous Daly's Comedy Club. Chrissy Byes and Connor Keyes, gentlemen. Brought Chrissy Byes a t-shirt. Was a medium, fucking drowned him. Because he's built like a budgie's heart on. But they had a good lineup on. They had Christian Talbot, who is on at Lavery's. He was good. They also had a fellow called Colm Terrell from the Down Souths, from Dublin. Hilarious, he was. And young. It's always good to see a young comedian. I'm considered young, and I'm 27. Mickey's considered young, but his heart and bones would tell you otherwise. But yeah, Colm Terrell, I don't know what age he is. I'm going to guess early to mid-20s. But he fucking ripped the bag out of the place. Fair play to him. Might try and get him to Lavery sometime for you guys. I'd love to know how many people listen to the podcast actually go to Lavery's, by the way. Or am I just shouting into a fucking empty room? He was good. And then the headline, and they had Tom Binns, who is an English fella, who does two characters mainly, I think. He does... And I'm not a big fan of character stuff, but when someone nails it, like when he's been doing it for fucking years, it's great. One of the characters called Ian... It looks like Ian D. Munford, but he says it Ian D. Munford, who is a piss take of a psychic medium. And it's very funny. Who, let's face it, are fucking stupid anyway. But he is... He just takes the piss out of it. It's hilarious. So he'll say things like... you know, he's talking to his old doll and he goes, I'm sensing you're getting a message, pet, from somebody... Somebody called Graham? Graham? Graham Reaper? Graham Reaper? As if to say the old doll was about to die. And do you know what? I laughed. I laughed my balls off the time. I didn't do it much justice putting on that shit accent, but it's he's good. And then he came on and done one of his older characters called... what's it called? Ivan Brackenbury. Who is a hospital radio DJ and makes a load of puns out of music. Very funny. Very funny indeed. But the only reason I really went down is because Connor Key's granny leaves down a load of homemade sausage rolls, which kick the fucking dick clean off any sausage roll you're willing to give me. And I'll take them. I'll take any fucking sausage roll. Even though I'm trying to fucking... I bet girlfriend Maureen would lose 2 stone by March. You fucking wait, bitch. 6-pack hanging out of me. Ah. I'm joking. I could lose 2 stone. You wouldn't even know. I wonder how much weight I'd have to lose for you to go, fuck, he's lost a bit of weight. Don't know. Whatever amount of weight you have to lose where you're then allowed to cut your own toenails again. Instead of going, I can't reach. Does anyone have a pair of fucking... tin snips. There's Nigella on the telly there. She's bounced back well. Fucking had your own jokes in there. On the taste, oh, of course. The taste, there's... I'm just commentating on the ads. Here's an ad for Extra with Antonio Banderas. Is that his name? Who are they trying to still bill him as sexy? Oh my god, I'm a sexy man. Really? Wrinkly fucking bags under your eyes and all your hair's falling out. It's like that other ad for coffee and they have George Clooney on it. Oh my god, it's George Clooney! Oh my god! All the girls run inside after a fucking old man. He's probably got a big load of fucking grey pubes hanging out his asshole. Hey, here's the key to my hotel room. Bring a fucking espresso. Goes upstairs and he's in his slippers fucking doing a crossword. Hello, sweetheart. Would you like his worthers? Fuck that. Ugh. The day you start to get that, like, you know, fucking, like, loose old person skin, you're not sexy anymore, I'm afraid. You know what I mean? Ugh. Like a dead chicken. Anyway, what the fuck was I talking about there? Homemade sausage rolls. Oh, why? Nigella. It's amazing how she can be all fucking... You know, oh, it's bad, you know, she's doing coke, which, who gives a fuck? You know, that's like hunting someone down and going, you do smoke weed 3 years ago at a party because someone gave it to you for free.
I might have done.
Oh, well, we're going to fucking broadcast that to the world. Ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous. No woman ever went after her husband going, what are you doing choking women in the street, you fucking old cunt? You and Clooney should get in a room and fucking finger each other's grey bangles. You fucking dicks. And girls, how stupid are you, like?
I love an older man. I love an attractive older man.
Yeah, that fucking wears out. No fella ever went, I know what I love? A sexy old woman. I love a saggy arse. And big, worn out tits. That's what I like. And then black gums you get. Let me lick your bunions. Anyway. What was I talking about? The Nigella thing. Fuck, I don't know. But saying that, all over the place, and then people go, I tell you what will get you some attention, is if we put the girl who everyone's talking about on a show. Wah, wah, wah. And from what I can tell, it's The Voice, but with food. So I think it's just called The Taste. And then they're going to bring one out called The Smell, which is a fucking... it's a perfume competition. And there's one called The Touch, where people just put their hand, you know, inside different people, and they have to guess which one's their wife. And then they have... what's the other one? What is it called? The Taste, The Voice. What's the other one? The Look. I was going to have one called The Look, where you look at things and go and you just guess what it is. Or no. What would you even do? I don't know. I went down a road there that was a dead end. The Taste, The Voice. What other senses are there? The Sound. Does that fall into The Voice? I don't know. That's bullshit. What am I talking about? But yeah, she's on it because she was popular. That's fucking handy, isn't it? With your man Anthony Bourdain. He's on it too. If you ever get a chance to see his show, No Reservations. It's a fucking good show, guys. I've seen it before. Basically half a cooking show, half a travel show. It's interesting. And it's interesting because he goes to shitholes and like gets really drunk. He's a bit of a gangster. Anyway. Yeah, Daly's was good crack. I was chatting to Chrissy Byers about maybe doing a preview down there of the old Edinburgh show. Which, you know, I've got so many ideas flying about. Once I actually get them on paper, sort them out, test them out, put the videos in. Once I get all that shit done, it should be alright. It'll be quite easy. The show will come together very easily. Girlfriend Maureen is starting a makeup course tomorrow in Belfast, which must be some sort of elite fucking makeup academy, because it costs an arm and a leg and a dick and a ball and another large lump of money. So hopefully that pays off, and then you'll be able to hire girlfriend Maureen as your professional fucking makeup artist. I mean, I doubt she even really needs the qualification. You know, being obsessed with makeup and having three sisters who, you know, you can fucking do the makeup on. You know what I mean? She could probably do it right now. Start a fucking business being a makeup person. Anyway. That'll be a right fucking laugh. Did anyone see this? 23 minutes. I talk a lot of shit. I haven't even fucking chatted about anything yet. Trying to talk about racist cunts in the video.
He's a packy mixed with the fucking Scouser.
Scouser, that's the only accent worse than a Belfast accent. Oh, no, wait a minute. Derry accent is fair. If you get like a Nadine Coyle, fucking girls allowed, or girls allowed. I can't even do it. It sounds like Daniel O'Donnell.
I'm in girls allowed.
That's not it. What is a Derry accent? I fucking lived there for about 4 years.
Girls allowed. Oh, fuck.
I can't even do it. Anyway, if you talk like a cunt, and then there's a Belfast one, which is fucking, it's the pitch of a Belfast one you have to get. You could get someone who's
quite a strong Belfast accent, and then you get someone who's a slightly higher pitched one who's just going, fucking know what I mean? And it usually happened around that flag shit when they'd be in Belfast and they go, let's go and talk to one of these cunts who probably has a valid opinion because he has a mouth, and they were incorrect. What's your thoughts on the flag situation?
Well, flags. Flags. Disgrace.
Well done, mate. That's great. I tell you, you have nothing to do tomorrow, you fucking prick. That's probably why you're out here protesting. Or anti-protesting, or whatever the fuck you're doing. Anyway. What was... Oh, I was giving off about talking shit, and then I talked more shit, and now look where we are. Did anyone see Dave Allen night, whenever that was on? When I was at... Saturday? Dave Allen night on BBC Two. Unbelievable. If anyone has never seen him before, check him out. And if you're a comedian who's never seen him before, you're a fucking idiot, because talk about a fucking... I would say he was a genius. Irishman, suave, he's like fucking... he's like the Sinatra of... Well, he wouldn't be quite the Sinatra of comedy, but that sort of vibe. You know what I mean? Goes in these big wandering stories, and then at the very last minute, just boom. Pulls the fucking carpet out from beneath your feet. Genius. When he said, what was the line he said? I'm an atheist, thank God. Which is probably the best joke ever written. The shortest, most effective, punchy joke. I'm an atheist, thank God. And I've seen Ricky Gervais repeat that line in its various forms all over the place. But Dave Allen, put with his fucking suaveness to pull it off. Some of the shit he fucking talked about, like... the one where he's telling the time. Where he's teaching a kid how to tell the time. How confusing that is to hear for the first time. He's like, the first hand is the hour hand. The second hand is the minute hand. And the third hand is the second. And he's like, what? That would blow your fucking mind if you were a young child. Blows my mind now. I can't even talk. For fuck's sake, on a Monday night. With what feels like the beginnings of getting the cold. What's been happening in the news, guys? What's been happening in the news? By the way, if there's any cunts out there who want to make a fucking... make a jingle for my show. You know what I mean? One of those ones where they cut up all the shit. Like, yeah, motherfucker, what's happening, people? Welcome to the Colin Gatta Show. Pew, pew. Boom, boom, tsh. Dum, dum, tsh. Dum, dum, tsh. It's the Colin Gatta Show, motherfuckers. And then one of them spin backs on a piece of vinyl, and then you go, and then I go, what's happening? And that's how you know it's a show. If anyone wants to make a jingle like that for free, for no thanks, do it. Email it to colingettuscomedy@gmail.com. That's what it's there for. Send me shit. Send me pictures of tits. I'd love to know how many females listen to this. I would say it's about 9. You know, out of the about 300 to 500 listens. Actually, it might be more than that, I don't know. Out of all those listeners, how many are women? 3, probably. The rest are dudes in shit jobs going, have you ever heard of Colin Geddes? And they're trying to explain to a middle-aged woman who's sitting there, no, love, I haven't. What? Oh, have you never heard his podcast? Oh, Jesus, what's a podcast now? You've completely lost me. Okay. See you later. What's been happening in the news? They thought the place was going to flood. It's going to be a Belfast tsunami. I don't know what the fuck happened. Did anything actually happen? Put a load of sandbags down, nothing happens. Oh, the sea rose there by a bit of a foot. Isn't that crazy? Oh, I'm boring myself. did anyone die? I don't know. But I tell you what, I haven't experienced much of it, to be honest. Bit of rain and shit, like, but who gives a fuck? As long as trees don't start falling over and landing on your shit. What else happened in the news? I don't know, I had a flick through the paper earlier. What a pile of shit that was. Susan Boyle's family's breaking up. I'm sure the millions will help fucking help you cope with that shit. What does that say? Harry Potter star Emma Watson has broke up with her partner. So there you go, guys, all you fucking nerds out there. Thinking, oh yeah, back on the market. Emma, I look like a fucking 12-year-old who dressed myself for a wedding. Watson. It's just one of them people just can't, you know, I suppose people fancier if you, I don't know, if you watch too much fucking Harry Potter and just seen her too much. Like those people, McGilly says about you work with someone, you work with them long enough that you start to go, I would fucking ride her. Even though they're obscene, you would even fucking look at them in the street. But, you know, Maggie told me he's some girl he went with. He's like, used to work with her. He's sitting there, like, fucking staring at her tits all day. And you go, you know what? I'd definitely ride her. So there you go. Men are perverts. But, yeah, she's back in the market for all you fucking cosplay fucking nerds. Oh, yeah, she looks like a wee boy with long hair. Oh, yeah. And then she was in, what did I watch the other day? This Is the End. Watched a bit of that. And there are all these guys, fucking hilarious, and then it cuts to her, and she's like, yeah, I'm talking half English, but a little bit American, am I right, guys? You fucking... Anyway. And then it shows you pictures of her ex-boyfriend, like, rolling up wee packages of fucking Coke or something. You're a bad bitch, Emma Watson. You're a fucking boyish... Your young boyish good looks. What else on the news? Nigella done. Splash is back on the telly, isn't it? The show, that's another, the same thing happened with Nigella, right? Here's what happened. Nigella was Nigella. Who gives a shit? She cooks some shit, you know, people flick it on and go, I like cooking programs. # looking at her tits. And that's what they do. They watch that shit. And then her husband fucking chokes her in the street because he's a ball bag. All of a sudden, everyone's like, yeah, we're kind of, you know, pretend to be interested, but we're mainly just trying to pry into your life and shit like that. So that sort of happens. Then, like, that program, The Taste, you know, she's being talked about so much. Oh, my God, does she do cocaine? Yeah, she probably does, along with every other cunt that's ever been on TV ever. She doing coke? Oh, my God, she's all over the news. All of a sudden, she's in a fucking show that's on Channel 4 and no one stopped advertising it yet. You go, oh, fuck, well, get her while she's hot, guys. Same thing happened to fucking The Splash, because who gives a fuck about diving, really? That cunt didn't even win a gold. Tom Daly. He won a fucking silver. Who gives a shit? Adlington, that was on I'm a Celebrity, she won a gold. No one gives a fuck about her, because she's rotten looking. No offence. We fucking, what's his name there? Daly. Can't believe he's not straight. Daly. Yeah, he's gay. Is he really? Is he gay? Like, I couldn't have fucking guessed that. That's what happens. He got the silver, the first series. Everyone talks shit about it, saying how crap the show was. And then he goes on YouTube going, I'm with a man and you know, I'm very happy. Everyone goes, holy shit, he's the first gay person ever. Next minute. He's all over the fucking news. Next minute, series 2 of The Splash is here. What fucking morons can we get to throw themselves into the fucking pool? I know. What do you call that big fat cunt off the only way is Essex? That looks like me in a wig. Big Gemma, get her on. Look at my fucking curves. They're not curves, pet. They are tits on your neck, okay? You're a fat bastard. And that's coming from me. But I'm fully aware that I'm a fat bastard. And I try and do workouts. I do. I've said this before. I try and fucking watch what I eat, especially now that it's New Year, not drinking for January and all that shit. I do workouts. I've done about a week's worth of fucking workouts this year. You know what I mean? She just went, I'm such a lazy cunt, I'm going to pretend that I'm comfortable with my body. Look at my fucking calves. Look at, really? You have a cleavage in the back of your knee. You fucking walrus. And then she's in the paper because she bruised her tits. Jumped in the pool and they flapped all over the place like two fucking airbags. Bruised the old tits, didn't you?
I bruise my curves. Oh yeah, she really does. She really does. Look like, am I being sexist? I'm not. I'm not, and I know that I'm a fucking mess. But she, when people stop and go, this is my natural size. It's natural to eat ice cream in the fucking toilet. These are my curves. Really? You know, women are supposed to have curves. Naturally, even if you were fucking 10% body fat, you'll still be curvy. Because you're a female. You know what I'm saying? When you start to get that, like... when you start to get arse cracks forming on your back, you're a fat bastard, I'm afraid. Look at my fucking curves. Look at my curves spilling onto your fucking plane seat. Huh? Look at my sexy curves taking up two seats in a cinema. Look at my curves that just knocked over your drink. And I was, I know, I'm a fat bastard, I know. Whatever. You can hear the fucking chair dying under my weight here. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's enough of slagging fat bitches. What time is it? 35 minutes. I talk about a lot of shit in this. Have you seen the fucking trailer for 12 Years a Slave? Oh, Jesus! It'll be like Django, but serious. I like the way you die, boy. Suck my dick. Right, let's... What's going on here? Let's do some questions for the my fucking podcast. Shall we? Am I getting the cold? What's all that about? I'm very aware of where I swallow during these podcasts. Oh, he said swallow. Yeah, because if I swallow up close to the mic, it's fucking gross because it's so sensitive. It's Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives. Yep, I'm watching the Food Network. Me got off on one about fat people and all I do is watch people eat food. Anyway, I'm a keen cook. Made a pie tonight. It was delicious. Whatever. Fuck up. Let's go on the questions. What's the crack? Someone... Oh, you're a ride. Thank you. What's all this about with regards to the heartburn? Oh, wait. Colin Geddes, self-checkout. You get to pretend you work in Tesco's for 5 minutes. Ha ha ha, crazy. From Craig Thompson. That's not a question. That's just you saying some other podcast where we're dropping some fucking knowledge on the old serve-yourself things in Tesco's, which make me fucking ill. I would totally use that if it was cheaper. You know what I mean? Pay some cunt to put it in a bag for me. I don't work there. Anyway, well, the bag's 5p. Shove it up your hole, all right? How's the heartburn? Take omeprazole or ranitidine? Rich Heatley. You suffer, he goes, you can eat lava, chilies, curry. Is this because I said I had heartburn once? Because I had a fucking... Do you know what it is? There's a select amount of foods kill me. Bananas... Fucking muesli type products, sausage rolls, unless they're homemade, and I don't know, that might be it. If I've drank a lot of vodka the night before, and then I go and drink some other shit. Mike Hughes, oh wait a minute, where am I? Mike Hughes, what does an average day consist of the life of Colin? How much time revolves around media type work? Well, the thing is, when you do comedy and you also make videos and do media type shit, a lot of it is just sitting and posting shit on fucking Facebook or making posters for gigs or booking people or recording podcasts or uploading or editing or, you know, all that fucking, or writing, all that bollocks. So a lot of it is that. But then, because you've no boss, some days you're very easily distracted. You go, I have to do a load of shit, make a video. And someone goes, yeah, do you want to go watch some fucking movie in the daytime? And you go, yes, of course I do. Let's enjoy the fact that there isn't some cunt going, eh, you were 2 minutes late this morning. Really? How about suck my veiny thorn? What does your average day consist of? Kettlebells, bitch. Start to finish.
Mike Hughes again saying I always send saying it well Jesus Christ saying I always send saying I always send in two questions. What the fuck? Any plans to do more work with Bromance chaps? You got me started listening to them. Gibbers and Rab. Gibbers and Rab, Gibbers and whatever the fucking weather thing goes. Yeah, if anyone doesn't know who they are, Gibbers and Rab Show is a podcast. Two lads from Carrickfergus. The lovely town of Carrickfergus. Well, the castle's lovely. Everything beyond that is a shitbox. But, yeah, I did a podcast with them ages ago. Fucking last year or something. And I haven't really managed to get one, do another one since. I would love to. Yeah, I'll try and make that happen, actually. But yeah, their podcast's good, but not like mine. Mine's out every Tuesday without fail, bitch. They seem to make one every fart's end, whenever they can be arsed. So, yeah, I will absolutely do more work with him. And say work, I might do a podcast. But they're funny guys. Timmy Peake, can you take me out for the crack? Should I sell my house for bitcoins? Thoughts on digital currency versus gold? I don't know. Bitcoins? I don't know if you can exchange them into fucking real money, maybe. But can I take you out for the pint or a pint? Why would I do like fucking 15? You can't go for a pint by yourself. Thoughts on digital currency versus gold? I had a conversation earlier about PayPal saying that if you had an online business which you paid, you know, your products were sold through PayPal, you kind of end up with this floating. Like, I was just thinking, you know, if you were making fucking thousands, it would be like a wee hidden account, wouldn't it? Although there's probably some way they track it down, but it'd be like a wee hidden account where you just hold money. Hundreds of thousands of pounds. And then just drip it into your bank account. Pay it into other people's fucking PayPal. And they give you the money back with a cutaway. Oh, it's like being in the mafia. That is deadly. Let me see. If you want to buy a house for bitcoins. Is bitcoins the shit you spend on, like, that darknet type of shit to buy fucking heroin and pictures of fucking child porn? Probably. Why not start a vid by randomly calling around to a fan and making a sketch? Because the planning that would take would be ridiculous. Hey, fan, what's your address? Why? Don't even worry about it. Now, we're going to be outside your house setting up for about fucking half an hour before we actually knock the door. Don't look. It's random. That's why. Timmy Peake. Let's ask more questions. What are we at now? 42. Jesus Christ. My back is ruined. Any plans for a gig in Manchester? Saw Mickey at the Comedy Store a few months ago. He was quality. Yeah, he was probably doing fucking 5 minutes, which is a fucking disgrace. Because this country, when it comes to comedy, is shit. Which means you could be fucking lethal, like Mickey is, yet there's no one managing comedians. What Mickey gets is he gets fed bits of work from fucking BBC NI and the people involved, which gives him enough money to make him stay, but not enough money to let him fucking grow and become as famous as he should be. You know what I mean? Someone should manage the likes of Mickey. And by Mickey, I mean me. No, not really. But, like, he went over to Manchester to do fucking, like, 5 minutes or 7 minutes in the Comedy Store. And I bet you he blew the bag off it. He was probably the best one on. Same thing happens. Goes over to the Stand. Kills it. The problem is, when you're not on the mainland, you know, you just come back home and fucking disappear into obscurity. It's tough. I don't know. Would I do a gig in Manchester? I would do a uni gig. Where maybe, you know, some people might specifically come and see me rather than go to a comedy club where the promoters don't know who you are, the other comedians don't know who you are. It's happened to me to a certain extent because I make videos, people recognise me. Like, I remember the first few times I was in Glasgow, you know, you go to the Stand and you're only doing fucking 5 minutes because that's all they let you do. I actually got a few great gigs in the Stand, but you know, the first few, you turn up, it's like 5 or 7 minutes, and you go, and you walk on, and no one gives a shit, no one looks you in the eye, no one fucking shakes your hand backstage, and they go,
Yeah, going out there, and then you go out, and people are going, oh, look who it is. It's fucking Bertie the Blitzer. You know? So, that's probably the problem me and Mickey have is, I said this last week, people know us, but people in the business don't know us. Which is fucking ridiculous. You know what I mean? So I could be like, you know, have a sellout fucking night at the Fringe. And everyone's going, who the fuck is Colin Gillett? And they have to check the people working for the underbelly. Who's the fucking thing I'm doing the gig with? Who's Colin Geddes? And they check the thing. Oh, fuck. There he is there in the smallest box on the page. Anyway, I'm bitter as fuck. Let's rattle through these. Jared O'Raw. Best name ever. Would your characters make a good show if they were all on Come Down With Me? Be tough to film, seeing they're all me. But, no, I don't think they would get... It would be that interesting, because they're all the same, aren't they? Favourite fruit to have in your mouth during an autoerotic asphyxiation session? Gavin Grogan, who has to work with, you fucking nutcase. Don't know. Banana? I don't know. Carl Simpson. Something that might eventually dissolve. In case you get it stuck in your mouth. Carl Simpson, PS3 or Xbox? Neither, I'm afraid. I just don't... And have never really been that into computer games. I never feel like I'm fucking wasting my life more than when I play a computer game, so... There you go, you fucking loser. What do you play? Xbox? Two of them? Probably two of them. Am I joking, Carl Simpson? Cheers for writing in. Alexander... The Party Press, Belfast, mango. All right. He's answering Gavin Grogan's question. He would have a mango in his mouth while he's choking himself and wanking. Good to know. Linus, Adam Klausenitzer. Okay. Guy with the worst accent parody. I want to know how quickly you came up with and edited that video. It's amazing. Well, I sort of explained it earlier, but I seen the video thinking it was only out yesterday. And I went, Jesus Christ, that's hilarious. Because the guy has two accents that do not go together. And I went, I'm going to rip the piss out of that. It's got 7,000 hits already. It's going to be big by the end of the day. So I got the camera. I went outside. Girlfriend Maureen did the makeup. Made me look slightly brown. Gave me a big fucking unibrow. You know, she will be a qualified makeup artist very shortly. But, so I did that, went outside, and just, I had the premise, I just thought, if he was a real spied, if he had the half sort of Pakistani slash Northern Irish accent, and he was a real spied, and a fucking scumbag, I was like, what would he do? He'd probably save the carry out of the car, before he went back for the kid, and that's all I had. But what I had to do, because the original video, this is boring as shit, because the original video was a guy filming the news off the TV, what I had to do, I had to go film me talking as if I was doing a Vox Pop thing on the news. Then I had to put it on the computer, then I had to get the camera, and then I had to film the computer screen. And then I had to bring it all into Final Cut and cut it together. So you're talking, I maybe saw the video at about 12, and by about 3, it was shot and edited and uploaded. So, pretty quick. So there you go. That's how videos do well. It's about 70,000 hits in a day, like, so... Not doing too badly! How quickly you come up with and edited the video. It's amazing. Cheers, mate. Do you miss going to school, or were you glad you left? Brian McIntosh. Every establishment I ever left, I was 100% ready to go. When I was at school, I felt like a fucking grown man being made to wear a uniform. That's what I felt like. And I'm sure other people feel like that, but like, you know what I mean? You shouldn't be getting up in the morning, having a shave, smoking a fag, and then putting on a school uniform and going for some fucking cunt to tell you how to speak Spanish. You know what I mean? Fuck that, carry on. So I was absolutely ready to leave. although I did enjoy playing rugby. And then I went to uni, which actually went into the foundation year in art and design at the art college, which lets you sample a whole range of artistic fucking medium. And then I did that, and then I wanted to go to fucking Belfast Art College to do VizCom. Didn't get in. Went there with 3 interviews, didn't get in, and it was the only reason I went to do a foundation year. What a pack of cunts. Had to go to McGee, which is in Derry, last minute. Oh, here's an ad for, what's a slender tone? Girls get her tits out for her husband. Well done. I wore this, couldn't be our staying set up, so I wore this, made my belly go tense. And then now you're going to fuck me, because my stomach's a wee bit slimmer. Yeah, and then I went to uni there, which I didn't hate it. Everyone that taught me, I knew more than them. Always. Which sounds like I'm being a cunt, but you were being taught shit by fucking dickheads. Apart from, you know, a couple of them who were like 3D designer, like product designers, who, you know, actually knew what they were talking about. But the other ones just seemed like, oh yes, I had a job as a graphic designer in 1989, and then since then on I've been teaching graphic design, even though I fucking don't know anything. So by the time that was over, I was like, I am ready to get out of this shitbox. Thought I was going to be a graphic designer for years until someone let me make a wee video with them. I went, oh, this is fun, isn't it? And look at this shit fucking heap we're in at the minute. But yeah, everything ever did, I was totally ready to leave when it was done. John O'Connor, coolest man to have ever lived. Don't know. There's loads of cool people in there. What's the coolest thing to do? Is it rock star? Sports star? Singer or so? I don't know, like Sinatra. He's cool. But then, you know, what about like Christopher Walken? You know what I mean? Cool as fuck. Jay-Z. Pretty cool. Coolest. Do you know who's the coolest man that's ever lived? Samuel L. Jackson. Game over. Did you know they serve Bucky and Lavery's? Disgusting. William Palmer. Yeah, I was aware of that, yes. But they sell everything, so why not? They sell all the whole pile of shit. The question on everyone's lips, how fast can you eat 12 Jaffa Cakes? Very quickly, I would imagine. If you had a cup of tea sitting there, you're talking, I think you could go through them in about 30 seconds. To be perfectly honest. Not even a fan of Jaffa Cakes, who gives a fuck? 52 minutes, fuck a duck. Dylan O'Neill. If Kim Kardashian and Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are drowning, and you only have time to save one of them, what kind of sandwich would you make? Oh! Dylan, did you copy that off some sort of internet meme, you crazy bitch? Do you know what? Kim Kardashian can go fuck herself, and probably would. But do you know what? I don't mind Kanye West. He's a fucking looper, like, but he's got some fucking tunes, I'll tell you that for free. Stuart Hawthorne. What's up, Stu? He was the one of the press officers at the Fringe. Turns out he's from down the fucking road, went to the same school and everything. With his fucking sumo top knot. Stuart Hawthorne, do you think Terry Alderton's face in this pic sums up his decision on joining EastEnders based on what we've seen of him at the Fringe, or is he rubbing his wee bald ball bag all the way to the bank? And I'm in a place where I can't click on that fucking link to see it. But, is he in EastEnders? I didn't even know that. I don't watch EastEnders. Although Terry Alderton is a weird chap. You know, good, you know, if you do comedy, you watch him and you go, fuck, that is something really different and weird, and he's kind of strange looking, a big bald guy with, he's quite well built, and, you know, he's weird and wears like fucking eyeshadow, like, weird guy. Weird act, but funny. But then when I see him at the Fringe, he started going on about it was basically at the end of a set where he went on this like rant about fucking, like he was wearing a sweatband saying, oh, I wear this because I sweat, and he goes, you know, actual sweat, not sweat, like, and then he did this fucking impression of Lee Evans, and then he started doing like impressions of Michael McIntyre and fucking Dylan Moore and fucking Frankie Boyle and Jimmy Carr, like all big successful comedians, as if to say, you know, I can do everything they do because I can do a fucking impression of them and I'm a proper comedian, but I'm not famous. And it just came across as really bitter, to be honest. He fucking totally ruined what was a good set by getting on like a cunt. And you know what? It's easy for fucking, you know, I used to be a bit like that, where you would sit there and go, Michael McIntyre's shit and all, but he's not shit. For what he does, he's brilliant, which is a fucking, you know, family friendly, and he, you know, that's just the way he is, you know what I mean? He works clean, he's a bit silly, everyone fucking likes him, there you go. That's why he's a multi-billionaire. That's what happens. There are people that laugh at Lee Evans. There are people that don't. Deal with that shit. There's probably way more that don't like him than do like him. But guess what? The ones that do like him buy his fucking DVDs and go and see him in the fucking arenas that he plays in. Do I like him? Not overly. Am I going to go see him? Never. But does that mean he's shit? Not really. It wouldn't fucking kill him to tell a joke the other time instead of jumping around like spastic, but you know, whatever. I'm gonna have to check out that fucking link now to see him in EastEnders. What a knob. So he's given off about all these other fucking successful comedians, and he's done a Danny Dyer, which is, I'm gonna join EastEnders because it's guaranteed money in it. Anyway, knob. Conor McSherry, due to some scandal involving a tricycle and half an Eden McVitie's penguin, you're now a contestant on Celebrity Big Brother Northern Ireland Edition. Who are the other famous, in quotes, NI housemates, and why are they there? That's like that's kind of like a backhanded thing going, you're a dick, you're going to go on a show with a load of other dicks who are quote-unquote famous. I love that. People say to me, you're famous, mate. No, I'm not. You may recognise me from a video. That's not really famous, is it? Plus, you always imagine fame to come hand in hand with richness and fameness. Who are the other famous NI housemates? I don't fucking know. Who am I on a level with? Nobody. That's a fucking stupid question. Like, who else makes fucking videos in Northern Ireland? FNT. Be me, FNT, the Nordy Shores, fucking Dan Watson and Shane Todd and Sean. I don't know. Charlie Ping. You're going to have to phonetically write that out for me. I know you write in all the time. Charlie, is it Pinkham? Is that how you say it? Pincombe? Fuck's sake. Favourite drink? Favourite regular drink? Big fan of iced tea of late. Delicious. Favourite drink? Alcoholically speaking. I'll tell you what the nicest drink of a, like, I like drinking beer. I like drinking Guinness. I like any of those sort of things like Bavaria or like Stella or something. Not your, I don't like standard sort of shitty fucking Carlsberg or something. It's probably the best lager in the world. It's not even the best lager in the fucking pub, you cunt. I like that Japanese shit. Asahi! That's nice. Anyway, best drink I ever had was in Vodka Wodka. I think this is just because it was the daytime and I felt like I was cheating. A place in Glasgow called Vodka Wodka, and I got this. It's double Kraken rum. Was there vodka in it too? I don't know. Ginger ale and like a full lime just smooshed into it with like crushed ice. in a big square glass. Fucking hell. Unbelievable. Although it was a sunny day and it was about, you know, 3 PM, so I don't know whether that had anything to do with it. Sitting outside with all the fucking hipsters. What's up, dude? You're wearing a trench coat and shorts. Fucking kill yourself. Anyway. Ashley McKenna. When's your next gig in OMA? Were you at the last one? Don't know. Is that a... Ashley McKenna, when's your next gig in OMA? I'll let you know as soon as I know. Chrissy Bowes, the guy that runs it, a.k.a. the Thunderbird, is supposed to be sorting me out with a date, so I'll get back to you as soon as I know, guys. Would you be able to complete triathlon? Is that all of January? I'm doing it, mate. Ryan White. Eh? How about that? Sorry, I missed a question there. Adam Solari. I hope that's your real name, because that's pretty cool. Are you going to do any gigs in Glasgow? Again? We did fucking Glasgow Uni 2 years in a row. I emailed the guy this year about doing another gig. No fucking reply. Even though it was packed out last 2 years. So, you know, I'll probably not get another gig in the fucking stand until someone gets back to me. And even then it might be about 5 minutes. So, to answer your question, nothing yet. But, you know, follow me on Twitter. I'll fucking let you know. Would I be able to complete triathlon? Ryan White. Yes, I'm doing it. Clean it up. And finally, Philip Barrington. When will Bestie actually eat yogurt with a dildo? I actually am going to have to buy 2 dildos. For Mickey Bartlett and I are going to film our teasers for our sitcom. The Blood, the Mud and the Beer. And there's a scene with dildos. Because, you know, that's the type of quality entertainment you come to expect from me and him. But I wasn't going to buy regular dildos. What I was going to buy was, you know, the gentleman out there may have heard of the Fleshlight, which is basically a rubber vagina in a fucking thing that looks like a torch. And you stick your dick in it. But what they do, as a joke, is... What are they called? Floppy fucking Phillips or something? They basically made a dick out of the same material that they make the fanny out of. Basically just to show you how soft it is, because it is literally like boinging about there. But I'm going to buy 2 of them just for the crack, I think, for this scene. And then sure, once they've got them in the house, they may as well stuff both of them up my shit pipe. Not right. Oh my goodness. There's nothing funnier than a floppy dick though. So look out for it, guys. Is that the end of the podcast? 1 minute 2. Sorry to leave on such a bullshit topic there. So yeah, look out for Lavery's. Don't look out for it. Just go to it. 29th. Paul Curry, Christian Talbot, Bobby Best, me, and a mystery MC. I'll be doing a lot of new material. Check out my UTV News, Worst Accent Ever video there on the YouTubes. I've got a new character I'm going to make a new video with. Also plan to do that video with Dan Watson. Fat Stanley and the kid. So, a lot of shit to look forward to in January. Triathlon. Keeping it clean. No more drinks. So yeah. Fuck off then. I'm gonna go. I need a piss as well, so. That's TMI, dude. TMI. Too much info. And I'll speak to you next week if I don't, you know, do a fucking podcast with someone more interesting. Sorry if that deafened you. Right, take it easy, lads. All the best.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins.
Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.